Authorities say 42-year-old Sergio Massino has, for the past 2 years, housed and employed illegal immigrants, mostly from Mexico, at 4 restaurants agents raided Tuesday, Don Tequila and Agave in Buffalo, El Agave in Cheektowaga, and La Divina in Kenmore. Also accused of harboring illegals are 37-year-old Jose Sanchez Ocampo and 22-year-old Margin Sanchez. The federal complaint released Tuesday alleges Massino may have employed up to 38 people illegally over the past 2 years, working them up to 14 hours per day, 6 days per week, paying them $500 to $800 in cash. Brian Cunahan, Special Assistant U.S. Attorney, says they do not believe these workers were there against their will.
These were, from our understanding, as willful employees. They liked working there. They got paid to work there. And the owners... paid them in cash and provided housing for them.
But Kevin Sibley, Assistant Special Agent in Charge for ICE Homeland Security Investigations, says U.S. businesses are obligated to demonstrate that workers are documented and legal residents.
Not taking that obligation and that legal requirement seriously has consequences. Those consequences can be something as simple as a warning notice, an administrative fine that can reach into the millions of dollars, or more egregious cases like today, criminal arrests, and potential prosecution.
If convicted, Massino Sanchez and Sanchez Ocampo face up to 10 years in prison and up to $250,000 in fines. 7 of the undocumented workers rounded up were charged with illegal reentry, 2 of whom have previous felony convictions for previous illegal entry into the U.S. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.